Alright, welcome members. Adam plugging in here on Sunday night, the 17th of April, 22, for the Night Watch podcast. Hope you guys are doing fine wherever you may be. In very strange times, huh? Boy, but we continue to move forward here and we stay positive. Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com. Hi to some new members there over the last week that are plugging in. Hope you guys are doing fine and thanks so much for supporting me here on the ground. It's great to have you on board. Hope you're enjoying the shows and the website. There's a members area too, so get into there and there's a chat room and things like that. These podcasts, the Night Watch podcast with Adam, they go up pretty quick. So if you do miss any, there's a blue members tab in the top bar of the website. If you click on that, it brings down a drop-down menu. You'll see them there, and that will take you back. They used to be the Night Watch podcast, the nightly news kind of wrap-up sort of thing, but they're Night Watch now. And you'll also find all the podcasts that I've done back to 2015. How cool is that, man, for the members? That's amazing, you know? All the work I've done here since 2015, as they're all those full podcasts are in there for you guys, and you can download them and share them or whatever you would like, and they're all in there for the Crest Files members. It creates more worth. It's more warm, you know? It's nicer to have it like that. A few things to cover tonight. Sunday night, the 17th of April, 2022. We are flying. I tell you. I was just having a little bit of a fire tonight, you know, with something to eat and a few beers. And it's nice, isn't it? I was just thinking, having a fire there is... throwing some timber on there. It's one of those great luxuries, isn't it? You know, like a hot shower. It's just one of those nice things people seem to forget about. We're all rushing and rushing and rushing and rushing through our lives, and we're so caught up in propaganda, and so many people are mind controlled. And it's nice to just sit under the sky and have a fire, isn't it, and cook some food and have a few drinks. Better than any TV you can get, man. Better than any movie out there. There's no blockbuster that can beat a fire, man. Not in my book. It's awesome. And there's no heating that can beat it. There's no air conditioning, no artificial heating, no fans or hot fans or gas. Nothing can beat the warmth of a fire. It just gets right in your bones and it's just so relaxing. It's just so nice. And I was just thinking about the last shows and just everything that we're seeing around now. There's a lot of fear, isn't there? You know, they're definitely pumping up the fear this year as if we look at Australia, they're heading towards a federal election. So they're rolling back the mandates. Yeah, the COVID mandates, but to get people's votes. And, you know, I was out today doing some things and going around and everybody's just acting normal. You wouldn't even know there was a COVID-19 fake virus that has happened. I mean, you wouldn't... If I look back at last year and I look back at what happened in Melbourne, I look at what they did in Sydney and the police choppers and the lockdowns and this crazy behaviour going on, you know, you just can't believe it. It's just not there anymore, you know? Even some of these really shitty shops that had all these signs up in the windows, they're all gone. There's absolutely no restrictions for people who haven't had these COVID shots in them. There's no difference. Everything's completely normal. Or is it? That's the thing. It's not for me, and it's not for you, the listeners, I know. Because we're smart and we do our research and we understand the system and we're going to still enjoy our lives like I was just talking about with the fire and do things that make us happy and things. We're still going to live our lives, but we're not going to take our eyes off this game, are we? because this is not the end. I would say hi to the great members who are always shooting the emails through. Belinda, you're awesome, always putting these great emails through, and others as well. And one came through through today, a new Max Egan video, and is playing some good clips on there and just talking about China, you know, because we were talking about it the other night with Donna, and a lot of people are asking about this. And it's fear, isn't it? That's what it is. When you see that, it instills fear into the psyche, into your mindset, into your very core, into your being. It instills fear when people here in Australia, wherever they are, they see what they're doing in China. It just creates fear, and fear controls. So there's no doubt there's a system of fear, and it's feeding on us. And fear rules. It controls. Fear sells. People want fear in a really twisted and strange way too, you know. It's like they need fear because it creates drama in their lives, you know. Oh, look what they're doing over there. Look what's happening. Oh, there's the virus. There's another variant. You know, and they watch the news, and it's, you know, it's the fear. They really concentrate fear, on the mainstream media news every night. And it's almost like people have become addicted to fear through the content and the movies and everything and the newspapers and everything like that. It's almost like they need it because that fear creates, you know, in their life, it creates this, I guess it's almost like I would look at it like it makes them weak, and it makes them dependent on government. And maybe some people kind of seem to like that, you know what I mean? It's really sick, I know, it's crazy to even talk about, but it seems like that. When I first started talking about this, even last year, I thought that to myself, and I was saying on this show that there's so many people seem to love this COVID stuff. I have, because you know how I know, because I have friends, I have a friend like that. Who I've lost all respect for after some things that happened, but it's like they just played, they were played like a fiddle, and they obeyed every single order and restriction, everything. They obeyed down to the bone. Everything the government told them, they obeyed it. They did everything that they were told to do with all the restrictions. And as all of this nonsense played out, I completely ignored the whole fucking thing. And I'm around a big city, you know. But these people, they just... And it was almost like some kind of weird power trip for them. It's like they were getting off on it, you know. It created these strict measures in their life where government is just come in, and now the government is very strictly controlling your life. You know, you can go out to do this amount of shopping at this time and you have to go home, you know. You can't go to work. You have to stay home during these hours. You know, you can only buy this or that. You can't buy this. You know, you can't stand here. You can sit there, but you can't walk there. You can do this. You can't do that. You know what I mean? You have to get this, you know, but you can't get that. And every night, you know, religiously, they watched the news, and they mimicked and they copied. And they obeyed their masters through the television waves. And they did it perfectly. Like they've been practicing it their entire lives. They're like actors who were stumbling around just waiting for their roles. And the roles came through the COVID restrictions. And the government came in and said, boom, buddy boy, this is what you got to do now. And they almost got off on it. They were so good at it. Some people were not good at it, but they became good at it, you know. Some people, they didn't like it at first, and then they started falling into that, and I know people who did that. They didn't like it at first, but after a while, you know, they thought, you know, I just want my life back, and I'm going to do what they say. I'm going to get the jabs. for us, because we do our research, it was a fucking joke. The entire time was a joke. I never bought any of it, and I never listened to any of them. I did everything normal. And I never got arrested. I never got fined. I would love to get fined to see where that goes, because to me it was all a bluff. So you get what I'm saying, right? People, they seem to love that nanny state, big brother control over their lives, you know, where they just give up everything and they're ordered to do everything a certain way. And then, for doing that, they got little rewards. And it just seemed to simplify their life in some twisted fucking way that I can't understand, and it's very hard to explain, and probably you guys think I'm nuts, but it was just really crazy. I have a friend who always comes over, you know, always comes over and sees us, and last year when the lockdowns were on, because, you know, he just watches mainstream media and everything, but last year when those Sydney lockdowns were on, didn't see him for months and months. And I texted him, I was saying, come over on Saturday night, we'll have a beer, you know, nah. Completely ignored me. Didn't see him. Months. I've known him my entire life. And then towards last November, he went down and got a jab because the government in New South Wales were basically saying that if you get at least one jab, you can go back to your life earlier. But people who are not jabbed can't go back to their lives till midway or towards the end of December or whatever it was last year. So that tipped him over and he went and got his first Pfizer jab and then he got the second one. After he got his first one, then he responded to my text messages and said, I've got my first jab, I can come over now and visit. And I'm kind of like, you could have come over any time. He thinks that during the Sydney lockdowns, if he left his house, he was going to get arrested by police. You see the psyop? Can you see the fear-mongering? Can you see what it does to people? It's unbelievable. He honestly thought that he was going to be arrested if he came over or did anything that he wasn't supposed to. And so he didn't do it. And he played ball. And he stayed home. And he did exactly what he was told to do every single second of the day. To a T. To a final point, he did it. And then when they told him that you can do this and that, then he did it. And this was a person that I grew up with, that I know so well. I know how he ticks, and I couldn't believe it. And I just lost all respect for him. I just thought, what a coward. My little 6-year-old has more guts than you. You're a fucking coward. And a lot of people were like this, and I just lost respect for them. You know, I remember one time last year I was the only one in an Aldi supermarket without a mask. These guys were standing over me, people were giving me these nasty looks, it didn't bother me at all. I went through that time and time again. I went out, I did what I had to do, and I never, ever, ever played into one part of this ridiculous fucking scam, because that's what it is. There was never any virus there, it was all a scam, and I knew that. From day one, I knew it was a scam, so they're still out there now wearing masks, you know? I took my daughter to the park this afternoon around 4:30, just down the local parks, take the dog down, you know, for a walk and back. Nice and crisp. It was nice. And this fucking idiot, he looked like Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. If Gilligan from Gilligan's Island is still alive, he's living in Australia and it's this guy. He's got the red jumper on with the bowling white cap and everything. I couldn't believe it. And he's shuffling towards me. I was like, here comes Gilligan. I'm not kidding. And he's got a mask on. It's Gilligan in a mask. And he's walking towards me and he went around onto the road. Did a big loop around me. And he mumbled something. Maybe he wasn't happy because I'm not wearing a mask when you're not even supposed to now. But as I said, they're still around. The Chinese are the worst. You see these Chinese people. I saw one yesterday at the sea pools. And it looked like a mannequin dressed up as a mummy or something. It was like she was sitting there all stiff. like a broom with clothes on it, and she's got this mask on that was covering her entire face with these big black sunglasses and this big huge brimmed cap hat and this like floppy clothes, and she didn't move her head or anything, and she looked dead, and she's just like sitting up there with this thing. Oh my god, these people are crazy, huh? I'm still noticing them. They're not taking the masks off, folks. They're not taking the masks off. And it doesn't bother me, and it doesn't bother you. Don't think it's getting to me. I'm just breaking down. This is sort of like, you know, what we're all seeing, I guess. It's important to discuss these things. And it's important for us to understand and our listeners to understand that a lot of people are just waking up to this. You know, they still think there's a virus, but they're not happy with the world around them, and they're asking questions. And they're coming on board, and they're getting information, and it's like, you know, we're drip feeding information to them, and they're starting to see the bigger picture here. So not everyone's at our level, you know. They're just starting to see the picture here, and that's why, you know, I don't know who some of the new members are who come in, but they might be a hell of a lot smarter than me, and they're already into this, and they're like, shut up, Adam, we already know all this stuff. You know, I have to think that some people, because they've emailed me, they've said they basically found the website and they heard one of the shows with Amanda Vollmer or Jim West or something like that, and they're doing their own little quiet research, and they like the shows and they like the website, and some of them have said to me, I'm just coming in here and I really like that information and I want to know more. So, you know, it's sort of like, looking at the world around me here, it is crazy, you know. I mean, it's beautiful weather today in Sydney, by the way, absolutely amazing, you know, towards the afternoon, blue skies as far as you could see, just absolutely fantastic, beautiful sun, not burning, water's warm, just beautiful, perfect, and, you know, out and about, and taking the little one to the beach and going and walking around the sea cliffs and collecting shells and having a swim. Really nice. Enjoying nature, you know, in this beautiful country that we have in Australia. No wonder people want to come and live here forever when they get this kind of weather. You know, it's been raining a lot, I know. And when you get this kind of beautiful weather in Australia, it's amazing. And there's still people out there in masks, you know. They're still out there with these big glasses on and these masks on their face, and they're scared of the sun. They don't want to get the sun on them. They think they're going to explode like a vampire. They think that you're going to infect them with some fake virus. They're scared of their own shadows. They're shuffling around like this Gilligan character. It's amazing, you know. As we were saying with Donna on the show the other night, the whole COVID thing has created a very, very serious, deeply instilled mental illness in people. They really seem mentally ill, you know. And you know that's if that's what they're gonna do, great, do it. You know, that's fine, do it. It's just important for us to know these things as we work our way through all of this and we work out what's going on. And I find strength in it, you know. I watch how people act and I see what they're doing and I think, wow, man, that was such a sad way to live. Out on a beautiful weekend, a sunny, beautiful weekend in Sydney with the salt air and the beautiful sea and the blue sky, and, you know, and they've just got these masks on. It's just, what do you know, and I wouldn't want to be like that. And that's all because of propaganda from a TV set. Do you think the celebrities and these fucking Muppets who sit up there on the nightly news are wearing masks? None of them are wearing masks. All these fucking exaggerating morons who are blabbing and vomiting, you know, propaganda out of the TVs, making these stupid idiots walk around scared of their own shadows wearing masks. These people who are pushing this aren't wearing masks. We already know that. They're not wearing masks. They're laughing at us. They're not laughing at you and I. I'm just saying they're laughing at them. And they're still refusing to look at the details here, to look at one bit of research. They're dominated by the mainstream media. They're dominated. And so the mainstream media, all they have to do is, you know, is just boo, you know, boo. Click their fingers and these people, millions of them, they're under absolute, complete mind control. And that's the way that it is, and that's the way that it will always be. Won't it? And so, you know, we learn to navigate and we move through. And, you know, we keep the calm and the peace in our circles around our lives. And as I said today, I've had a great life today that didn't cost me anything. You know what I mean? Great life, especially with my little one, you know? And this beautiful weather, it was all free being out in our beautiful country. And then throwing a couple of bits of wood on the fire this afternoon and having a drink, it's absolutely fantastic. We have a great country, we have a great way of life here, and I'm still enjoying it 100%. But I never stop researching and looking into what's happening around me, and I try not to get spooked or fearful about anything. I don't let them spook me. But I understand many people around me, even who are doing this, I might start talk to them and I might appear a bit full on. You know, sometimes I'm too full on for my own partner and stuff, you know, and it's like, calm down. It's like, it's just me. Because there's so much going on and I've got so much going on in my mind. But what I do know, that there's a lot of fear. I mean, if you look at the whole COVID thing as they started to wind it back, like a fishing rod, a fishing reel, isn't it? They're just winding it in. They're taking down the circus freak show tents, you know, and they're winding the whole COVID thing back. And we knew this was coming once they got enough chapped. A lot of people just can't see it. It's like a sport, and they can't see that they're the targets. And but as that, as we've gone into this year, and especially the last few weeks and last month, boy, there's a lot of fear if you look at Putin and Russia and Ukraine and the war. If you look at the constant, never-ending new variants, and now there's another variant, which is a mix of all the other fake ones. Now there's all this stuff happening in China. Now there's shootings in the subways, totally staged, you know, in the US, and there's flooding, and there's fear coming out of the TV, you know what I mean? This is how the system not only feeds on us, but how it controls. And it's very obvious that as society starts to wake up in big numbers to this system and we start to see it for what it really is, it's going to become, as we always say, more desperate to maintain control. And how does it do that? It does it through fear, and it never changes tactics. Never changes tactics. Really, fake shootings in subways in the US with someone letting off a fake smoke thing and then people pretending to be injured on the platforms with fake blood and actors on phones. I mean, far out. They were doing this yonks ago. You can't believe it, can you? They're still creating fake movie sets and fake shootings and things like that. And it's like, why? I mean, with the weather thing, that's a worry. Because if the weather can be controlled and turned on us and we can be burned and flooded out, then that's scary, you know? That's a difficult one. You know, and also they can blame it on global warming, and then that brings in the Agenda 2030 and more restrictions. We can't even breathe anymore. But if you look at their general psyops, they're pathetic. They're pathetic, and they maybe they weren't before, but, you know, people started cluing on to this with all the fake school shootings in the US. It's all done to disarm the Americans, who are up for such a big fight. It's going to take a long time to even attempt to do that. And they haven't been able to do it so far. So old creepy Joe Biden, who's stumbling around and looks like he's got severe dementia, whether it's him or not, there's so many of him. They're trying again. See, he's going to try and go after their guns again. But the gun lobbies are too powerful. There's too many powerful people in the Congress there. And also they have a Bill of Rights. America's really interesting, isn't it? You know, if you watched with the whole COVID thing, they really tried it on them like they did to us in New Zealand and other parts of the world. And they never really put up with it. And from what I could see, you know, it was probably maybe half of the United States got those jabs. Maybe it's more, I don't know. But, you know, they know about it. That is a harder country to try to take over. And from day one with these COVID restrictions and lockdowns, they would, because I was in touch with people in the US that I speak with, that I have on the podcast, you know, and I was asking them, and because it's really interesting, because I know, you know, I have people that I speak to in Florida, have people that I speak to like Jim in Arizona and New York and all around the place. And I asked them all the time, like, are you seeing any restrictions? What's happening there? And they're like, they were just shocked at what was happening here and what Daniel Andrews was doing, because they weren't seeing that at all. There's probably some progressive states like California and stuff where they were maybe, but time and time again, I was asking and asking and asking, and they just weren't seeing anything. They weren't seeing anything. They felt sorry for me here. They felt sorry for us in Australia. I was asking them since last year. They said they're trying these mandates. They did this, that, but it kind of didn't work and they took it away and it's just neither here nor there. I was hearing last year that people were just going and flying on planes and you didn't have to do any restrictions, you know. People were doing what they wanted. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Let me know. But it seems like they have a Bill of Rights. They own guns. They understand that it's important to keep our freedoms, and they're going to be willing to fight it, and that is going to be a much, much harder country to try and take over. And as I said, you can see it now. They're having these false flag, bullshit PSYOP shootings in train stations to try and disarm America, and it's just pathetic. They've been doing that for years, the same thing, and it's never worked, so why would it work now? It's amazing. It's a complete PSYOP. There's a video up of it on the website if you want to watch that. More fake shootings. Really, that's all they got? That's all they've got. They can't try something else? Something different? You know, they can't. They've run out of ideas, these Freemasons. It's incredible. Why not try something different? So they keep going round and round and round with the same boring techniques. And you got to be thinking that no one's buying it anymore, right? You know? So, you know, America's funny like that. I mean, we got hammered here. And, you know, we got locked down, we got brutalized, abused, attacked. And they were looking at us the whole time. Anyone who looked at the American media, you could see through the whole lockdowns here and the worst parts of our lockdowns and what Andrews did and what they did in New South Wales and everything that we went through here. The Americans were just, my God, because they just weren't going through that. And a lot of European countries, and especially in the UK and London, they nipped this in the bud early. They said, no way. You know, they knew what was coming. They could see it early. We didn't do anything. Our protests came later. You know, and as I said, there's a much bigger population in the US. You know, and as I said, they've got a Bill of Rights that protects them. And this is what they're trying to get rid of. Incrementally. You know, slowly. And this is why Americans need to stand up and really do what they're doing and protect that. They know. Americans know once that goes, they're fucked, you know, and it was just amazing to see the difference. That's a Five Eyes country as well. Canada, look, similar to Australia, and look what happened to them. Similar, but didn't happen in the US, did it? I'm not saying it didn't happen in some states, but everyone I spoke to, and I speak to people from the US all over the US, from many different areas there. And are you going through this? Do you have to wear masks and stuff? It never was like that. They tried it and they took it away. They tried and then it didn't go anywhere. See? It's just different there, you know? They get it. It's going to be much harder. And so that's a really interesting thing to bring up, I think. You know? If you look at China, just quickly, because I've got some articles to go through and I don't want to go on about it too much because I don't really know so much. If you look at China, it's a lot of that, what's happening there looks horrific. a lot of the members and people are posting through, and one of the members put through a Max Egan video, which I watched today. And it's really hard to say, because I was saying the other night on the show with Donna, I thought that it just looked fake what was going on there, because look what happened at the start of this whole fake pandemic with China. They were doing it again. They were doing it there, you know, and there's people, I remember seeing these videos where there was these people in hospital rooms underneath sheets, and they were twitching and all of this, and people were falling over in the streets, and there's all this weird stuff going on, you know. And I just think the whole thing is, you know, is a play, because we do know that happened in China a lot. We saw videos of them, of the same actors and stuff like that. So to find common ground, I would look at it again today, and I saw some clips. I would say, you know, maybe it's a mix of staged and real. But I would, you know, my two cents, and it's just my two cents, looking at the Max Egan video and a few others I've seen, and what a guy was saying on one of those videos, it's an operation of fear, and fear controls, and fear spreads all around the world, and it keeps humanity under control. Also, we do know that China's a role model, this communist role model for the world. This is what the powers that be, Freemasons, the satanic Freemasons, want the world to look like. This is what they want for all of us, that China model. And the Chinese people have always been under the thumb. They've never fought back. They've never done anything. You know, they only, you know, I mean, you look what happened in Hong Kong. I think that there's a lot of, you know, anger in China. You know, there's a lot of people who are sick of this communist regime. But what are they going to do at the end of the day? You know, they're just so hammered. They're so under control. I mean, if you think Australians are under mind control and stuff, I mean, look at them. They're completely under mind control. They won't even put one foot out of place in that communist regime, you know. You do what you're told, and there, and that's it. Looking at what they're doing, there was an interesting clip there where they were talking about new lockdowns. And this guy was saying that basically there was this event with a lot of people. Everyone's monitored and tracked on their phones, you know, everything's controlled through the phones, and they're going into this manufactured process, this place, and then someone's being sent in, the Trojan horse is being sent in, whether it's real or fake, or they're an actor, I don't know, and they're getting these red codes on their phones to say that they are COVID positive. Think of how ridiculous that is. A phone is telling you that you're positive with a fake virus now. Anyways, they've got all these people in this event, a lot of people in this place, and everyone's there enjoying themselves. This is what's happening in China. And then someone comes in there, they get red flagged on their phone. That tells the AIB system that's controlling everybody's phones in there and everybody in there that someone's positive with COVID or one of the new variants or whatever they make up. Then what they're doing is they're blanket locking down that place. And the guy in the video was basically saying that this has moved on from what we saw with lockdowns before. Now this is changing, because this is not sort of lockdowning cities or making you stay at home like they did. This is like everybody being in a place and then just locking it down. So you're seeing people trying to get out of there and escape and jump out the windows and stuff, because what they were saying on the video is that you don't know how long the lockdown's going to be for. So basically, for example, everyone's in a stadium and they're watching a sporting event and someone gets red flagged, they lock the entire place down. Boom. Everybody in there, could be 70,000 people in there locked in there and you can't get out. And you don't know how long the lockdown's going to be, and you don't know what they're going to do to you in there. Suddenly you're in a prison. So in this way, anywhere can become a pop-up prison at any time of the day, no matter what you do. You could be in a mall. Someone gets flagged, the whole place gets locked off. Doom, 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 the doors come down, you can't get out. You know what I mean? And then they force test you in there. You're in their world now. You've got no rights in that realm. That's what's happening, right? What does that imply to me, that we're seeing this? That heavily implies to me that is testing. You know, that's what I think they're doing. I think they're testing. new technology, new lockdown methods, because, you know, China's the model for the rest of the world. And don't think it's not going to come to all of us. I don't think we'll see it like they do, but we definitely see it in parts. You know what I mean? But make no mistake, they're testing the new tech, you know, on everybody's phones, and that someone's being red flagged and how fast they can do it and everything like that. So it's all a test, and it creates massive amounts of fear and panic, which keeps humanity under control. But China are testing, make no mistake about it. So in that way, it's a test. When what you're seeing with all these people panicking and all this stuff, the government, it's actually going to plan, because they're testing. That's what I think. I think they're absolutely testing, and they're testing new technology, AI technology for the beast smart city system grids that is going beyond what they already have. But in a way, this is a very big worry, because this is, you know, this is, you're never free, because even if you think you're free, you've got your jabs. I mean, these people are all jabbed. How many have they had? How many jabs have they had? And they're masked, they're jabbed, they're social distancing, they're tracked on their phones, they're playing into this whole terrifying devil system. And then they decide to go out to a place to be with a lot of people. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know where it is, but I'm pretty sure many times, especially last year, I was telling people, we are not living in times where you want to go to big sporting events. Remember how many times I said that? Sorry, folks. We're not in times now where you want to be in airports and big malls and stuff like that. That's why I navigate. If I have to go to the local mall to get a few things, because there are shops there I need to go to, like the other day, I went 20 minutes before they close. The other day, on Sunday, there was no one there. No one there. I got a couple of things and I left. I don't hang around there when it's full, you know what I mean? I'm not going to any rock concerts. I'm not going to any massive sporting events to watch the soccer or the football or anything like that. I'm not going to be near any big events, because we can see they already set us up for this. Because most of the restrictions didn't kind of go for big events where there's more than whatever amount of people. So these big events, when you're in there, these are where they're going to test. Remember we talked about that, I think, was it last year with Jason, that PSYOP in the US with the concert and all those people supposedly died and stuff? Maybe they used some kind of weapon, some frequencies against vaccinated people, because you had to be vaccinated to get in there, and all those people were dying and they were treading on them, you know. This was very satanic, ritualistic concert with the black guy up there. You know, I don't know what it was. Travis something, I don't give a shit. I can't stand them. It's just stupid, idiotic nonsense. But, you know, if you're going to go to these events, then you're going to be in their realm. That's the Freemasons' realm. That's what I said. Anyone who's doing big events and playing in big events, whether it's sporting or playing music, whenever there's these big rock concerts or these shows or theatres or whatever it is, all these people are under mind control from the Freemasons. They're under control in these events because, you know, that's the way that it is. And if you're going to be in that area at that time, look at what's happening in China now. So it's like, it's crazy, because they've gone from locking down areas and cities to just places that you could be. And as I said, anywhere, you could be anywhere, and that could be instantly turned into a prison. And that's what they were saying. You don't know how long they're going to actually lock the place off. And when you're stuck in there like a rat, they're going to force you to get tests. What else are they going to force you to do? So this is where the lockdowns in China have really shifted. And I think that is a model, that is a test. You know what I mean? To basically, as I said, we may not see that in our country of Australia, because there's a billion of them. There's not enough of us to worry about, you know. It's like 25 million and most people are getting the jabs. What will happen is that model will be perfected. They will test it. They will go live. They will do it in China, but we will see. What would you say? Like legislations come out of that, you know, government legislations, new bills that will center around that. And this is something that we could see in any way, shape or form. We don't know. We just know that every country in the world is getting tested on with this COVID stuff. Everyone's getting tested in different ways. You know, you, as we said, you look at Sweden, they're already getting things chipped in them and they got a lot, they're going forward with the technology. They didn't have so many lockdowns or stopping their economy or work. You look at China, it's just, it's brutal and high tech. And you look at Australia, we got a lot of lockdowns and a lot of other stuff, but we got 5G and everything like that. But it's all part of the same system. It's all part of the same system. But make no mistake about it. In China, they're testing. That's what I think. They're testing. And these are new lockdowns, man. Yeah, to lock you down wherever you may be. Based on the lie that someone has walked into that place where you are with a phone has been, and the system has flagged them as a COVID case. And you got to think as well, that's what I said last year, man. That's what I kept saying, don't play ball with these demons. Because if you play ball with them, they got you. You know, I've never done it. If you go in and you get tested, you give them your name, everything like that, you're done. You know, you're on the system. You're on their watch now. If you get those jabs, you're tracked. You're traced. You're no more than a cow. You're worse. And once you're in their system, who's stopping them from telling you you have it? How do you even know? Look at China with their social credit system and everything, scores and everything. I mean, this is crazy. You know. And this is the whole thing we were talking about the other night on the show, where they're bringing out these apps on your phone to cough into. That's unbelievable. I was making fun of it, but it's true. So phones, you know, these phones are going to determine where people go, their health status, their life, everything. And if you go into one of these events and that phone flags you, that is going to immediately, and I'm talking not even in half a blink of an eye, alert the AIB grid system and the authorities who are controlling that, you know, or behind it. And then boom, 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 lockdown because of a phone, you know. And then that forces mandatory testing, jabs, whatever they want to do, you know. And as I said, you don't know how long you're going to be in there. You know. So I look at China, it's a massive testing case. And the only way out for Chinese people is to fight back. That's the way I see it. They kind of started that in Hong Kong, but look what they did to them. But, you know, the Chinese regime is brutal, it's massive, but is it bigger than over a billion people? You would need all of China, every single person in there to go ballistic. You know, they would have to all... Because you see it in Asian countries. I've seen it time and time again. Thailand, all these countries, they go and they give it to them, man. And they fight back. And they don't like those dictators that are coming in control. And they push them out, you know. China has just taken it for so long. And they're just so dominated and so under control. I can't see any way out for them. But I could well imagine how many are... they just seem like they're complete slaves, to be honest. And there's just no fight left in them. But, you know, if they got up in their hundreds and millions and fought back, they would probably use the military against them, which is the world's biggest, right? Don't know. It would be terrifying and bloody, but if the people won that, they could change, you know, they could change that country forever again. I don't know. I'm just thinking. It's been under... China's been under this control, this communist control for so long, and nothing ever changes there. I always sort of thought to myself, when are the masses of China going to rise up? It started a little bit a few times, and I know I can see now with these terrifying kind of weird lockdowns, people are getting very, very scared. And they're panicking, and there's all sorts of things going on. But that isn't, I just not fighting back against the government. I don't know. Maybe they can't. I don't know what they can do there. It's really bad. But make no mistake, everything that you're seeing there is coming in some way to us. And people would be very stupid to think that everything's going back to normal now. It's not. What amazes me is how many Australians just refuse to... They're refusing to accept what happened last year and what was done to us and what we're living under now. They're all out there now today just living in a daydream. I don't know. It's really weird. It's like most Australians have had some kind of memory wipe. And COVID never existed. There wasn't. It was just a dream. There was no lockdowns. Nothing happened. It's such a strange thing. I don't know. Yeah, I'm enjoying my life and I'm doing what I need to do like I've always done, and I'm out and about and I'm mixing in and I'm doing now, I'm there, but I'm still well aware of what happened and what could happen and what their plans are and what's coming and what we need to be doing, you know, well aware. Anyone can stop me and I'll be talking like this, you know, but I'm just looking around me and people are way too relaxed, they're sedated. They're drinking coffees, they're just with the kids in the park, they're just living, they're happy to have their lives back. They're vaccinated, but they're just happy to have their lives back. They're happy to be living freely again and that this nightmare's now gone. Well, there's an election coming, and once the election's over, what's going to happen then? You know? Of course this current government want you to vote for them, so they're going to back off. I'm not taking anything for granted, you know. I'm living on the edge, man. I'm here. I'm watching everything. I'm not living like them. They're living in a fucking daydream. An absolute daydream. If they think that this is it. I can't believe how easily they've forgotten. I can't believe how easily they were put under control. How easily they were locked down. How easily they... You know, got kicked in their faces and did nothing about it. How easily they put on masks. And not only that, the worst of all, how easily they got those jabs into their arms. And they never put up a stink or a fight or anything. And now I can't believe how easily they've just... They're pretending that nothing even happened. It is really weird. I think back to last year, what they did to us, I just shake my head in disbelief. I couldn't believe it. Strange, isn't it? How people are... I guess they choose to forget. They just block that out. I'm not saying be paranoid or scared or anything. I'm just saying keep your wits about you and keep on top of the game and watch everything. Anything happens, you'll be onto it, you know? These people are sitting ducks. They think everything's back to normal again and we just go along now. And they got this shit in them. They got this shit in them. People are starting to get sick. What has that done to you? Anyway. Folks. What is it? 50 minutes of me ranting. Oh, boy. Anyway. Let's change things around here a little bit. And I got to play this again because it's just... I know people say, you know... I know folks are aware of this. It's just important to show this. How controlled the media and the sports and everything... is not just in this country, everywhere, how controlled these people are, you know, it's unbelievable. You know how I've been playing this football, AFL segment that happened on live TV, where these guys were discussing the boosters and the damage and the myocarditis and heart-related issues with all the sporting athletes and the Bell's palsy and all of this. And then I was thinking, what are the, you know, there's going to be ramifications for this. What's going to happen? Well, there has been, and it's really unbelievable. Why don't I play the clip again just for the new listeners who may not know what I'm talking about? It's just to keep everyone caught up. This is from if some of the listeners are overseas. This is the AFL in Australia. It's a huge game. Very, very, very active. We have these live, you know, Sunday night, for example. This one is Sunday night football sports breakdowns with, you know, live hosts and, you know, breaking down all the latest scores and what's coming and everything like that. This is live on Channel 9 Australia. And these guys were starting to discuss all the, problems they're seeing with all the athletes who are being carted off and can't play. Australia's a big sporting country. It's a huge sporting country. It's massive, you know. Sport, sport, sport here, man. You can go out at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's still dark and people are going crazy with the sports. You know? And so if this is happening, it's going to cause a lot of alarm and there's going to be a lot of attention focused on this, you know what I mean? Let's play the clip again, just for those who may have missed it. This is the first one where they brought it up on live Channel 9 TV about the damage. You know, well, we still got our jabs, you know, we're not sure, we have to investigate it, but, you know what I mean?
Nothing coming out of the Port Adelaide team this morning, Kane, over his subbing out of the game on Thursday night for nausea/heart reasons. He spent time in hospital and, it's a big unknown as to when he will play again. It may be as soon as this week, but nothing coming out of the club at
this
stage.
There are a lot of this going on in world sport at the moment.
Well, in the world.
World sport?
Yeah, I think...
A lot of athletes have got these issues.
And are you, Brownie, referring to the booster shots?
I'm referring to the booster shots. That's obviously COVID. The word going around.
Look, it's been discussed. I haven't been able to get an official line on that from anyone attached to Ollie Wines at this stage. But the question is being asked and put to me and others, and clearly yourself, by a lot of people about the possibility of that.
But it's not just the heart issues. I mean, like, you know, without delving into your private affairs, you know, you've got Bell's palsy at the moment, which hopefully you're on the back end of that. But there's a bit of that going around as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's got heart issues, and Bell's palsy has gone through the roof since the boosters and COVID issues. So no doubt. And we had Michael Angelo Rucci on AW on Friday night, and he said that Wines there's a ward filled with people with similar symptoms in Adelaide to Ollie Wines. So nausea, heart issues. So there has to be something more to it.
Yeah, and we're not anti-vaxxers. We've all done our due diligence with our booster shots and all that sort of stuff. But there is going to have to be some study done on this, not just in a sporting sphere, but a community sphere.
And you're right, though, because we don't want to get into the space we're not experts in at all. But
we do 2 hours of that every Sunday, Damien.
We often do that. But when it comes to the medical side, we try and stay clear.
Notice how he says we don't want to be anti-vaxxers, you know what I mean? Because if you're an anti-vaxxer, that's the lowest thing that you could ever be in society now, you know? We're not anti-vaxxers. We're just saying, we're talking about this, but we're not anti-vaxxers. We just want you to know we're not anti-vaxxers. We're not anti-vaxxers. And, you know, with this guy saying there's a bit of Bell's palsy going around because of COVID and the boosters. No, it's not, mate. No, it's not anything to do with COVID. COVID's fake. There is no virus. There never was. There ain't no virus. It's strictly because of the jabs. That's why people have Bell's palsy and heart-related issues. It's because of the vaccines, the jabs, the COVID jabs. There was no COVID. There's no virus. There are no variants. There's nothing there. Never was. It's fake. It's absolutely fucking fake. There's no fucking virus. It's the jabs, 100%. 150%, it's the jabs. So they dance around it. So if you want to know basically what happened after that, have a listen to this clip. And we expect this. I expect it because I study it and I know how low these people go. And I always say, how low can these people go in the Australian media? And this is Australian media. It's just sporting. This is the same show and the same people. Now they're backtracking after that. Because the networks have come down on them, and the big pharmaceutical corporations that own those networks or whatever they are, or, you know, whatever's going on there, they've obviously had a crackdown. These people are puppets. They don't speak their mind. If they do, they either get sacked or they have to grovel and apologize like they're doing now. Any of these fucking scumbags who had any kind of soul or spine or, you know, anything would say, you know what, that's what I spoke, that's what I believe in, that's what we did on the segment, and I'm sticking by it. If you want to sack me and I'll sue you or whatever, you know, but I'm not backing down. But they do back down because they're gutless fucking scumbags and they're cowards and they're pathetic and they got no spine at all. Nothing. These people are the lowest of the low. And not only are they low, you can hear in this new clip, they're actually attacking anti-vaxxers. They're going for the Rupert Murdoch media low thing of blaming everything on anti-vaxxers. So this is really incredible times. If you didn't hear this clip, I'll play it for you now. If you can stand it, it's really, really tough to listen to, I know. I'm more battle-hardened because I studied this and I understand how low and pathetic these weasels are. They're the scum of the earth, and they do anything that their networks tell them to do because they're controlled. They can't think for themselves. They can't have their own opinions. They get paid a lot of money to sit up there like fucking Muppets because that's what they are and do what they're fucking told to do. The networks have come down on them and now they're backtracking. So have a listen to this piece of shit. And just keep in mind not only how low these people are, but are there any limits here to how low they can go? You know, where's the bottom for these people? You know what I mean? Can, you know, like someone who drinks or is an alcoholic, some people hit rock bottom? And they hit rock bottom where it's either die or turn your life around. And some people, a lot of people say that I hit rock bottom and I found a way to come back and I'm better for it. But these people in the media, there's no rock bottom for them because they don't have a conscience. They don't have anything. You know what I mean? So the thing is, when they hit rock bottom, they're not aware of it because they're so cowardly and low. And they got no guts or spines or souls. They don't even know they've hit rock bottom. And they continue to go down and down and down. You know what I mean? Good people who just have things go bad in their lives. And as I said, just for a quick example, they might drink. They hit rock bottom. And then they have to search deep in themselves. You know? They might have families or whatever. And they've got to find their way back. To live again, you know, and that takes guts and determination. It takes soul, effort, spirit. It's a will to survive. It's turning your life around and having the courage to stand up and be better and admit your mistakes and what you did wrong and change everything. Otherwise, you're going to end up in an early grave. You're faced with death, you know, and these people in the media, they go beyond that because they're not aware. You know what I mean? They're not consciously aware of how fucking low they are and how pathetic they are. They got no morals, no dignity, no shame, no honor. Nothing. So have a listen to this fuckwit.
Spawn to the show today. Carol, I was uncomfortable watching that when I was on the couch yesterday. He's clearly felt like it necessary to talk about it, and Port Adelaide, I expect, aren't happy.
No, Port Adelaide weren't thrilled with the Sunday footy show yesterday and what it felt was some irresponsible and uninformed comments. Ollie Wines, as you can imagine, has been inundated today with people from the anti-vax movement. Probably you have too, Matthew, because you spoke about it as well. There were very passionate and very organised group, the anti-vaxxers. And I mean, I think it wasn't, I think Ollie Wines is fine about it, but I don't think it was particularly enjoyable. He has come out today and clarified that he is suffering from a form of arrhythmia. He has confirmed that it has absolutely nothing to do with the booster. I mean, we know that there are heart issues related to COVID. The most senior professors and doctors in the world have said that. But, Matthew, I just wondered, I mean, I think to be talking about, as Nathan said, I think the word going round, was that a bit irresponsible?
Yeah, it's the last thing we wanted, Caro. I think that Damo just threw it out there and then came off the back of that story. He got information from Chris Davies straight away that has nothing to do with that. So we did say that on the show. In terms of my role in it, I was asked about my issues with Bell's palsy, and I just said I've been amazed with how many people have reached out to me and said, I've got Bell's palsy too. I've got Bell's palsy as well. So I was just, we were shooting the breeze a little bit, but I'm fully vaccinated. My family is. We apologise if, the link was to Ollie Wines, but that's the last thing we wanted to make happen on the show yesterday, Caro. So, that's all I can pretty much say about that one. I think the last, we were talking and we didn't link the two, but it was raised by Nathan, I suppose, to say there is a lot of heart problems. There is a more Bell's palsy going around. Could it be something? But we don't know enough about it in that sense to...
Like when you talk about concussion or any other heart issues, Sam. I mean, I think it does get a bit dangerous and it's certainly...
This is different
risky,
though, isn't it, Caro?
I mean, I remember when Shane Warne died, there were some clowns putting out tweets saying that, you know, maybe it was because he was vaxxed, you know, just pretty irresponsible. I'm not saying comparing what you said, but I think Port were not happy.
Cornsy, how do you reflect on it?
Well, it wasn't hysterical or anything like that, and I'm not sure why. Sam said he felt uncomfortable. I'm not sure why he'd feel uncomfortable. It was a question posed to Damien Barrett there.
I felt uncomfortable because we took major leaps on the desk. We went from
you were
linking it. I mean, you didn't have to
the
say
sensitive
it. That was,
topic,
that was
it?
Unsaid.
Really,
we've gone from really someone having heart issues to linking that to a vaccine that the world needs to get out of
I've
this.
I've just seen, and everyone's sitting at this desk to
I'm
work
not,
for
I'm
Channel
not criticising,
9.
I'm not criticising, by the way. I'm just saying that that's why I felt uncomfortable.
Everyone sitting at this desk has to be vaccinated. So let's put that on the agenda. Caro is right. It opens it up to the nutcases out there, and they are a vocal minority, and it does feel a bit overwhelming when they get involved. But, I've heard criticism of the show that it was hysterical. It wasn't hysterical. It was a question posed. Was it ill-informed? Did we have the knowledge to talk about it? No.
The good news is that Ollie Wines will hopefully be back in 2 or 3 weeks, and boy, did Port need him.
Yeah, and Caro, there have been, I mean, I said that the Sunday Footy Show is making links, but there have been links made before. I mean, Jed Anderson, who has been on the public record as delaying getting his vaccination, of course, the former Hawk now at North Melbourne, he put on Instagram, you know, talking about his pericarditis that he has been suffering with. So he, in a sense, you know, had already made the link as well. There are going to be, you know, much bigger discussions about this as we know more and we find out more.
Can you believe these people? Can you believe these people? And the thing is with these... The thing is, these nincompoops, these stupid idiots, they're getting these jabs, they're getting injured, they're treating something like Bell's palsy like it's a walk in the park. I mean, they're getting serious injuries from these jabs that the Channel 9 network made them have to be up there on these ridiculous clown panels. And then they're up there defending the networks, defending the pharmaceutical corporations, basically saying that it's perfectly fine to be injured from these inoculations. And that you're an anti-vaxxer if you say anything. It's unbelievable, isn't it? These are the people that I keep saying will gladly walk in and have their heads blown off. And they're unbelievable. You would think that if you copped a serious injury like that from one of these jabs, you'd be furious, especially at the very network that made you get it. And then you came out and said something on a show, and then they've come down on them and made them grovel and apologize. You could hear half of them are so stupid. That woman is the most stupid person I've ever heard in my life. I mean, she's almost retarded. And it's unbelievable. These people are getting damaged by these jabs that the networks have made them get, and then they're groveling and denying everything. And then basically, you know, calling everybody names. You can't believe it, can you? You can't believe it. All of this for a paycheck and celebrity-type status being up there on a TV. Really, that is taking a bullet for the system, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Anyone with even a fraction of courage would stand up to that Channel 9 network and go and get fucked, you know? And they don't. They don't. And the worst thing is, these fuckwits and halfwits, and these people these people defy belief. The worst thing is that they're up there insulting people who don't want the jabs by labeling them anti-vaxxers, and they're also up there pushing this agenda onto everybody. But here's the thing. This, if we're looking at AFL, and I don't follow it, I hate it. I can't stand it. Sorry, folks, I don't like it. And my opinion is that everybody needs to turn their backs on these channels and their sporting events and everything. But this is unfortunately what happened. They started opening up the sporting events again and the games, and you had to be vaccinated to go in there, and they were full. People want their sports and their entertainment more than they care about their own lives or the lives of their family members. You know what I mean? They don't care about themselves and their health. Because I'm alive now, it doesn't matter. No, I had my jabs, I'm fine now. Doesn't matter. I want to go to see the sports. It's unbelievable. They're not thinking about their futures and what may come, what is coming. And so I'll finish on that. I'll just say that the damage is going to become so overwhelming and so deep. It's going to swallow everybody. There's going to be no way to deny it anymore. And this is when they're going to shift. This is when they're going to shift the game, you know. But, as I said, when it comes to sports and these young athletes and these stars who can't play anymore and they're all getting carted off and having heart problems, and all these hosts and TV guys and everyone around are getting all these conditions and they're having heart attacks, They bring it up and now they're denying it, but eventually they're just not going to be able to. And hopefully, the rest of Australians, not us, we're already onto it, but I mean, hopefully most people will see them for the gutless fucking cowards that they are and what they did. Because they're just not going to be able to hide it anymore. It's already, you wouldn't have seen this before. Now you're seeing it, and now look. Now they're back. The thing is, they admitted on that football show, like a week ago, whatever it was, the first clip that I played, that everyone's getting Bell's palsy and heart problems and myocarditis. And the players can't play anymore. The guy said, live on television, live on Channel 9, he said there's whole entire wards where people have Bell's palsy and heart problems after the jabs. Now they get up there, instead of just moving on and leaving it, they're backpedaling and denying it all and labelling people anti-vaxxers. Hopefully, That is enough for the Australian population to see that and say these people are disgusting. Disgusting. And imagine pimping yourself out for a media network after you've been damaged by one of these jabs that they forced you to get. So now you're injured for the rest of your life. And I'll play another clip to show you how serious myocarditis and heart inflammation is. Play you another clip from a major TV show, The Project or something in New Zealand. Someone put this through onto our Telegram channel. You guys over there on Telegram, I can't do this without you. You're awesome. You're awesome. I love our chat group there, and I get all this great information from you guys over there that you keep posting, and I get it, and I can put it up here. Just want to know, I want you guys to know how important you are. You really are. And all this great info you get, I would not have access to this. I'm busy in the day. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm tired. And you guys posting on there means the world to me. You're fantastic. I love you guys. Have a listen to this. This will give you an idea of how serious heart inflammation is. It looks like some kind of project show. You know the project in Australia? Maybe this is the project in New Zealand.
Happen if you did get sick after taking the vaccine, and when you tried to get help, everyone just treated you like you were an anti-vaxxer. Now I want to introduce you to a Kiwi who went through that, and then things got worse, much worse.
I was like, you, a body can't go through this much trauma. Like, is this it?
This is a story about Hayden Harvey, a 35-year-old builder from Wellington who almost died.
Out of the 9 visits to hospital, I would say 4 of them, I was thinking, I'm probably going to cark it.
I thought he was going to die many more times than that.
But no one wanted to hear about it.
It's a horrible feeling to be sort of looked at like you are bonkers.
Because the stigma around the word vaccine, it has made what should be a very supportive recovery journey turn into a war.
In September last year, Hayden, like millions of others, got his first Pfizer vaccine. 2 weeks later, while he and fiancé Jax were looking at wedding venues in Nelson, he started feeling like he was having a heart attack.
I went to bed and woke up at about, I think it was about 3 a.m. with like severe chest pain. Every time my heartbeat was like a real deep stabbing pain. And I was like, babe, I'm in a bad way. I think I'm dying. And then we shot to the hospital in Nelson and we're like, oh, yeah, you've got pericarditis.
Pericarditis is the inflammation of the pericardium, the thin sac surrounding the heart. When it gets swollen, blood and fluid can leak.
It's like someone sitting on your chest with a fire burning inside you.
Since that day in September, Hayden has been rushed to hospital every few weeks.
I've been in and out of hospital 9 times, been admitted to cardiology 2. My things that I've had has been pericarditis, like a pleural infusion, ecchymosis. I think it's ecchymosis. It's your bottom, my bottom left of my lung collapsed anyway.
Not knowing what's going to happen to the person that you love has been really, really hard. And to do that over and over and over and over. I don't think I slept for probably 3 of these 7 months because I would wake up every hour on the hour, check that he was breathing. And then when we were in hospital, there was a time where they had put so much morphine and fentanyl into Hayden's system and the nurses left the room and they just said, oh, can you make sure that his breath, breaths per minute don't go under 20? So I sat there for an hour counting his breaths to make sure that he wasn't going to die.
Pericarditis is listed as a side effect of the vaccine, but Hayden has had to fight, not just for his life, but to be believed.
That look on their face when as soon as you say the word vaccine injured or anything to do with the vaccine, it's a complete dismissive look of like, no, Hayden, we're not talking about that here. Almost close the curtains kind of thing. No one was really listening, and my doctor, once I finally got to see her, she said, look, you know, I believe that it's a vaccine-related injury. I'm going to get you ACC.
ACC has accepted 860 claims for adverse reactions to the vaccine. Most are minor, but 59 are from people like Hayden with cardiac injuries.
Are you anti-vax now?
No, I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-pericarditis after the vaccine, though. Let me tell you, holy smoke. The vaccine is a good tool. That's proven. Science doesn't lie. And it's something that's helped millions of people. It just didn't help me.
And now the only thing helping people like Hayden are a ton of drugs.
The doctors, they've come to us and said, look, you know, you're having a reaction to the vaccine, but we don't know how to make you better. Here's 10 drugs. We'll give it a go.
Three of them. I take three of them. So that's 6, 7, 8, 19, 11, 12, 13, 14, about 14.
There are side effects with this medication. The most painful for them both is that they can't try for a baby.
You know, we were looking at wedding venue. We were planning this awesome next phase of our life, which would be having a family. And now we're in limbo and we don't know how long that's going to be for. He might be sitting with us today looking like this, and then in 4 hours we might be in hospital. So you can never let your guard down.
So they are in limbo, waiting for the next attack, hoping to be taken seriously and to just get some recognition.
There's not many of us, apparently, so throw us a bone.
More people that seem to love being punished still believe in a fake virus and believe in their stupid brains that these vaccines are good for you. It just wasn't good for me. You can also see there that he's taking a cocktail of drugs. Now, what did I say on one of the last shows ages ago about the cure or the what was it? Anyway, what I was basically saying was you can see now that people with these conditions, you're not just getting pericarditis and that's it. You just get it once. This is what's being forgotten. As you can just you just heard, the antidote. What was the word I was looking for? Not an antidote. Like a smothering of symptoms, basically. I'll come back to that. But yeah, as you can see there, you know, he's fucked. He's young. He's a young guy. Looks like he's in his late 20s or something. But he's going to have a massive heart attack and die at any moment. He's a walking time bomb. That's what I'm saying. So people who get diagnosed with this heart inflammation, that's what happens to them. It's not just once. So you look at that and then think back to those people on the footy show that I played before. How fucking low these people are. And these people have injuries themselves and they're denying it. They're calling people names and they're pimping themselves out. They're pimping not only their bodies out, they're pimping their souls out for TV networks. Can you believe it? Imagine being so low and so cowardly and gutless and pathetic that you would be willing to pimp out your own body and your own soul for a fucking TV network. How low is that? How low is that? You can't get any lower, can you? I mean, that's even lower than a pathetic drug addict, than a pathetic gambler in a Las Vegas casino who's just lost everything and he's trying to scab money off people to win the money back, and then he gets in more debt. You know, it's so. These people are so pathetic. As you can see with these poor lost souls who are just rats in an experiment, and that guy's so easygoing about it. Yeah, she'll be right, mate. Yeah, all good. Yeah, my life's ruined. Yeah, my life's ruined, but the vaccines, the jabs are good. Yeah, get your jab. You know, they're okay. Not a worry, you know. I could probably have a heart attack tomorrow and I'll never have a family again and I've got all sorts of things wrong with me, but I'm sure the jabs work. It just didn't happen for me, but I like being a rat in an experiment. It's okay. And the poor wife, she can't work out what it really is all about, you know. And if they think that the system gives a stuff about them, my God. And as they were talking about the reporting system that they have there, how hard it is to get one of those cases registered. It was only because he got probably a good doctor who said, yes, I'm going to put it down for you. And then, ding, you get tallied up. You took a bullet for the team. Good stuff, man. Imagine how many are not being reported, though. But going back to that, yeah, you could see there, isn't this really interesting? Now, if you look at what was done with HIV/AIDS, there was no AIDS. There was no virus. It's fake. Fake. HIV causing AIDS, fake. There's no viruses. Fake. Another psyop. Yeah. And there's a lot of things here. We did a whole show on this with Jim West. I did bring up earlier on even towards the late 70s, and you can look that up. I think Rents Network has a great piece on that. Towards the late 70s, they were testing with vaccines, maybe hepatitis B vaccines or something on gay men in the United States, San Francisco, New York, other parts as well. But if you look at the gay scene, at the gay scene at that time, and Jim West covered this on one of our shows, you'd have to go back and have a look for it there in the archives on the website. But we covered that a bit, and I wasn't thinking that at first, but he was right, you know, like these gay men. It's not like they were the picture of health then. They were on drugs and coke, and they were bumming each other in the asses. Terrible. You know, and all of this, they had a terrible lifestyle that was making them sick. And then when this whole, just to cut a long story short, basically, because I've covered this so much, but basically they go to the doctor would tell them that they had AIDS, and the doctor would put them on all these drugs, you know, to counter the so-called AIDS virus. So they wouldn't get it, so these gay men would be taking hundreds of pills a day. Otherwise, they thought in their mind that they would get AIDS. There's a whole history of this, folks. When the medical system tells people that they have something and they create that belief in their mind, they really do have it. But it's just, it's symptoms created by their belief. You know? And so what we do know is these drugs they were giving them was making them wilt away and rot away and get really sick as well. Why I bring that up is what that guy was just saying in that clip there, that he's got to take this whole cocktail of drugs, there's like 1,000 pills on there that he's got to take a day, you know. That was what we saw with AIDS. And isn't it interesting that they've been bringing back the AIDS thing? Everyone was asking, like, why are they bringing back AIDS with COVID and everything? Well, they're bringing back the idea of AIDS, because the idea of AIDS was that you got this fake virus that basically ate away at your immune system, so you didn't have any immune system anymore, and you needed the drugs to keep you alive, right? That was what the whole thing with AIDS was, that if you get HIV, that could turn into AIDS and you're dead. So the only way to stop that is you have to take this cocktail of drugs every day of your life, and that can prolong your life and stop you from getting AIDS and dying. Well, that's what they're doing now, and you can hear it with that clip. New Zealand's a test case. I haven't heard that so much before, but there you go. Boom, it's right there. So this is all planned. This is all planned. All of it. That's why they're setting up the Moderna facilities to manufacture all this stuff in Australia and everywhere, and they're doing it in New Zealand as well. This is what I was trying to explain on one of the last podcasts, that these people who took these jabs, they're going to start getting a whole, there's going to be so many complicated health issues. They're going to be surfacing from these inoculations that they took. And as I said, this is going to become so overwhelming, but don't worry, because the media are going to come up with a million and one lies to make sure that dumbed down public watching the TV understand that it's never the jabs. You can't prove it. It's not the jabs. You know, half the planet's dropping dead and die, you know, and sick. It's not the jabs. You know, it's not. So the media are going to be in this, you know, unbelievable on steroids overdrive of propaganda to just keep maintaining the lie that it's not the jabs. As people get a million and one illnesses because they've got no immune systems left, and they're going to get all sorts of problems. Heart attacks and heart-related issues and all these things. Young people like that, like, you know, people who got those jabs and they're young, their bodies are still pretty strong, they're going to need the medical system, and they're going to need these new drugs and vaccines that they're developing right now. And guess what? They're going to be mRNA. They're going to be these new ones. They're not going to be the drugs that we know. They're not going to be like what people were given when they were told that they had HIV, because that was all part of that test. So now we're starting to get a timeline of all the so-called illnesses throughout history, how it all builds up to this, don't we? The whole thing's been a test. And it's been a test of breaking down the human immune system to ready the human species for that changeover into transhumanism. To break down the human immune system, to break down the spirit, to break down the human body, to break it all down, the emotions, everything, and throw it all off the table eventually. So they've got this new model. Make no mistake, AIDS wasn't there just for no reason. They didn't just have HIV/AIDS PSYOP, you know, for no apparent reason. They did it for a few reasons, and one reason was they killed off millions and hundreds of millions of people around the world with their drugs and the fear. It was a mass kill-off. It's population reduction. Then, also, the testing was done, and the drugs were tested on, and how people would take with them and everything like that. And now look, I mean, that was in the 80s, man. We're now in 2022. This is high technology now that they're testing on people, injecting people with, to see how it takes, how people react, what goes on. My point tonight is all these people like this poor sap, he's young enough to be able to continue to think that he has some kind of life left, but every couple of weeks he has to go back to the hospital to get exams, and he's got heart problems and all of this. So he, however long he lives, is going to be all centered around the medical system and doctors and surgeons and heart operations and everything to keep him alive. And his poor partner, who's, they're just married, you know, they don't even have a place yet. She's wanting to get the nest ready and have a baby, and, you know, dad has his job, and the soccer mum and everything like that. Well, that's not going to happen. Now she's living on the edge 24/7 that this guy that she's now committed to could die at any second and have a massive heart attack or have to be rushed to the hospital. So they're living in fear. That creates trauma. And this guy, as I said, he's one of the young guys that's still living, but he's going through all this. But don't worry, you're on 101 drugs now, but we're going to develop a vaccine for you, an mRNA vaccine in the new facilities that's going to give you a better way of life. What does that do? Now you're dependent on the system for their vaccines forever to live. See what they've done? They scared you about a fake virus. Yeah, they took away your life. They injected you with this venom. Now you're sick. Now you're dependent on the system to even survive. Boy. Man. Or you could just be like us and go fuck yourself. I'm keeping my original body, thanks. Everything's intact. But look at this guy. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to take 101 pills every day, or he's going to take a jab every few months? Or once a year, or whatever it is, or every 2 weeks. I don't fucking know. But he's going to take a needle. Because he's already taken the needles. So he's not going to have a problem with them. He's already telling you that the needles are great. We need them. It's just went bad for me. So, what do we have here? We have millions. In Australia alone, millions of people and young people who have had these jabs who are going to start developing symptoms like this guy. And they're not going to die outright. A lot will. But most of them, or a lot of them, I don't know how many of them, but let's just say a lot of them are going to have similar conditions where they're living, but they've got to take a cocktail of drugs because it's the best the doctor can give them at this time. All a psyop. And they're going to continue to living. And they're going to be rushed to hospital here and there to have heart thing, surgery and things and all this. But they're going to continue to live, right? Then, they're going to be hooked on these new jabs, I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that. And I think those people who got jabbed, who had heart attacks or had myocarditis, pericarditis, and heart inflammation and issues that are young, but their body's trying to live on and survive, these are the people who are going to be moving through into the next phases of this experiment. You know, because these are the people who were basically given a shot of this stuff and took a massive blow, but they're still alive. So let's move them through the next phases and let's give them some drugs to keep them alive. And then with the new mRNA injections that we're developing in each country, because we're all moving in now and we've got these new ones, let's jab them with that. Some will just kill them outright. But then again, some might feel a little bit better or start to take. You know what I mean? As we lead them all into dun-da-da-dun, transhumanism, and we wipe away their soul. That's what it's all fucking about. And it's all part of a massive test. Millions will die. These people will survive. You know, they'll die off. Others will keep going. Eventually, you know, this new unit will arrive, this new product, won't it? I've got a bunch of articles here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, roughly. It's getting on here, and I might have something to eat and have another gin. I'll continue tomorrow night, Monday night, the 18th. I'll be back. And keep plugging into the website, guys. And if you're over on Telegram, get over there and join us. It's a great chat group. If you're not on social media and you feel like a chat, you can find a great chat group in the Kras Files members area. If you want to log into there, just log in with your social media account or as a guest user and just make up a name and log in and leave links and chat with the other guys in there. There's some great information going up there all the time that you'll really want to see. It's fantastic. Some of those links, you'll get blocked from posting on other social media platforms, so they're really good links and important to watch. Comment away on all the articles going up. Keep shooting me your emails and thoughts anytime. They're really good. Hi to those guys who are always emailing me. You guys are awesome. I really enjoy those. Keep them coming. And any important links. If you want something posted on the website or you want me to cover something, just put a little note in there, Adam. Can you cover this or can you post this on the website as well? And that should do it. That should do it tonight. I hope you guys are doing fine. And it's amazing what we're witnessing, isn't it? Especially when you didn't play into any of this. It's basically that I told you so. I told you so. What's incredible is that we were threatened that everything was going to be bad for us if we didn't take those jabs, and we never took them. We didn't take the bait, and we didn't buy into the game of fear, and now we're watching all these people who did, who thought that they were going to have their lives back and this wonderful experience. Now we're watching them tumble down and down and down with all these things going wrong with their health. And I don't think it's good at all. I knew it was going to happen. And now they're in these awkward and painful and terrible situations. You know, and it's all their fault. They did it. They did it to themselves. They took the bait. They bought into it, man. And we tried to warn as many as we could. You know? And it's amazing to be in this position where we're kind of critiquing this. We're watching these people who are just copping the worst blows to their bodies and health. You know? Facing a terrible time because they didn't do any research, they didn't do any thinking for themselves, they didn't listen to us, and they completely, totally, and absolutely and utterly allowed themselves to be dictated to and dominated by the media. It basically just pushed them off cliffs. You know? Because they were ignorant and they were not aware. And they're definitely not self-aware. They're not aware of anything around them. They have no gut instinct. Nothing. They just got ran over by a steam train. And they still kind of don't know why. And they're looking for answers and they're looking for help and they're wandering around in the dark and their torch has gone out long time ago. What can you do? You know, we can't sacrifice our lives for them. We can only do so much. We have to protect ourselves and those around us who we love. We have to keep doing our research. We have to keep our heads above water. Hey man, I told you. If you weren't smart enough to do a little bit of research, then what can I say? Have a great trip. I hope it was worth it because you were fucking scammed. You were conned. Maybe they will. Maybe at the end of the day, they will see what they've done is wrong. They will learn that lesson. But will these fuckwits in the sporting media that I played before, will they learn their lesson? Because they're just scum. They're just lying. You know? As I said, they're just pimping themselves out for a TV station. Blah. It's not even sad, is it? Those people, boy, in my book, those people up there, that clip that I played before, they deserve everything that they're going to get. They really do. I have no mercy for these people and I don't give a shit about them. I don't care. I don't care. I'm sorry, folks. I just don't. I would care if they lost their jobs or they quit over this, which is what they should have done, because they came out, that stuff was said live on air, they said it, they discussed what they felt, and now they're just such worms, and they're so low and pathetic, that they're getting up there and they're just pimping it for a network and lying. And not only that, they're calling people names. My God, they deserve everything that's coming to them. I hope they get, and you know what? They to work on these networks to get all those big paychecks that they get, as they said, you've got to be jabbed. You've got to be double, triple jabbed. You've got to get the fourth, the fifth booster. A time is going to come where they pay. You know, and when things are so bad for these people, when they are facing death, will they even see it? Or will they still be trying to make money? Anyway, folks, chat again soon. Take care, guys. Great to be here. Stay positive. Keep prepping. Keep your eyes on everything. Keep aware. Keep alert. Keep your body as healthy as you can, but don't be paranoid. Exercise. Keep positive. The best thing you can do for your health is keep positive and be happy. Love your food. Eat and love it. Eat with your family. Have drinks. I drink alcohol every night. My dad's nearly in his mid-80s. He drinks alcohol every night. You know what I mean? It's all a matter of mind. You know? Look after those around you. Look after yourself. Keep fit and active. Keep prepping. Do the things you love to do. But study the shit out of this stuff. And if I'm missing stuff, tell me. I'm learning as well. Put those links through. Let me know anything I need to know. Let me know if you want me to post anything. If you have any research or study you want me to know, write it through. I will post, I will create articles for you and post them on the website. You know, it's all about learning. We're here to learn. But keep your wits about you and don't play into fear. And don't think that everything that we're covering is like that. We have to learn what we have to stay ahead of the game. It's really important that we do that. And we have to take their fear and all their bullshit and their propaganda. We have to break it down. We have to work out what's really going on and we have to be better for it. It's important that we do it. That's why we're here to learn. It's important days as well. Never forget that. It's incredible times we're living in, what we're seeing. Unbelievable what's happening. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on, folks. So stay sane, stay safe, stay ahead of the game. Yeah, keep your wits about you. Study everything, keep a watch. You know, and keep breaking everything down. And we'll continue next time.